But he laid, I was crucified, you was crucified, the world was crucified. So we no longer have to live that way. Why do, why is it that men do not, no more people pursue God than they do? One reason, people tell, stand right here where I'm standing, they tell false stories about God. They'll stand here, they'll tell you God don't heal, God, that passed away. That prosperity business, huh? That prosperity business, is that's not of God. I wonder, why are you getting yourself up trying to go to work every day? Where in the world, if it don't, prosperity is not of God and you shouldn't have it, why are you trying to get it? You're a child of God. Why are you out there trying to get it? You understand? So, let me move on. Crucified. Everything I was, he became. Everything I owe, he paid. And when he paid it in full, the debt was over with. And God then could legally, and he did, raise him from the dead. Yeah. Because Jesus never even the slightest, this is what you call the perfect sacrifice. There were not even the slightest chance. You couldn't find anything. Any kind of way Jesus almost accident and sin. He was perfect, perfect, perfect. So when he did that, God raised him from the dead. Set him at his own right hand. And when he raised him from the dead, he didn't leave me there. He said, come on, Jimmy. Come on. Come on. I became what you were, now I want you to become what I am. Hallelujah. Who we used to be doesn't exist anymore. Because we died with him and we were buried with him. And that man ceased to exist. Romans 6:6. If y'all can put this in the Amplified, I appreciate it. Romans 6:6. This is Amplified. If you want me to speed up, you tell them to speed up. I'm waiting on them. Can y'all do it? I don't know if I gave it to them or not. We know that our old unrenewed self, this is Romans 6:6. Yes, sir. We know, what is it? We know. Yes, sir. We don't think, we know now. I know that our old unrenewed self was nailed to the cross with him. And all of that, what? Our bodies, which is the instrument of sin. See, that's what Satan used. That's why he always after your body, because that's the instrument he used. But if you keep it under, if you're crucified, he won't have an instrument to use. Who instrument of sin might be what? made how? Ineffective and enacted for evil. Let's go back to that eating food again. You know, we like to talk about sex, and you know, sex is all right when you do it right. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Well, food's all right when you eat it right. But when you eat it wrong, that's when it becomes a problem. Then we say, well, somebody got the different kind of genes and got this kind of their thyroid gland there. We make all these excuses. And you may, but wonder why your thyroid gland get all out of whack and all the other different things we come up with. I have never seen anything grow that you didn't feed. Y'all don't. Am I gonna get some help up in here today? Hallelujah. And I have seen this also, that which you give little, do little. And I've seen that which you give much. But we have to get our little in the right place and our much in the right place. It's all right to have much more in areas that it's for you to have much more. But when it causes your problem, then God wants you to crucify it. So render that thing ineffective and enacted for evil. That we might, what? No longer be the slaves of sin. Why? Because I've been crucified to it. And I no longer should be a slave to sin in any form. And we all have to deal with it. None of us have reached perfection. But we ought to be able to encourage one another. We ought to be able to tell the truth about it so we can hold each other accountable for our action. Yeah. Am I preaching now? Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because sin is your enemy. And God don't want you to get under condemnation. Listen, I'm going to tell you what he said. He said, I delivered you, I set you free, I justified you, I call you clean, I call you guiltless, I see you flawless. In my eyes, that's the way I see you. Now, I want you to see yourself the way I see you, so you'll treat sin and rebellion and evil the way I treat it. He said, that's why I set you free, so you could be a person like me. I never choose to sin. Sin is not in my DNA. And I didn't put it in your spirit when you got born again. Y'all, hello? I didn't put it in there. Now you got a body that contact this earth that hadn't been redeemed. You got a mind, I told you what to do with it. Renew it with the word. But if you leave it like it is, it will cause you problem. But if you feed your spirit, the milk of the word, and renew your mind with the word of God, you can control your body. And Paul said, I keep under my body and am I right about it. Lest when I have preached to other, I myself might be a castaway. This great apostle Paul that wrote half of the New Testament had to deal with his body. If he had to deal with his body, what do you think about you and me?